Thank you for joining us live from Washington. I'm Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 12080 and 15775 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or at www.voezimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
A local government minister, Ignatius Chombo, says Zimbabwe will in 14 days start demolishing all illegal housing units in urban and rural areas as memories of Operation Murambatsvina still haunt local people.
The preponderance of unregulated behavior vividly manifests itself through the mushrooming of illegal settlements that have tempered with the ambience of our habitat, violated the principles of ecological sustainability.
The Food and Agricultural Organization and its partners today launched a $4 million project that will support smallholder farmers in four Southern African countries in managing the climate to boost crop production.
This project that we are launching today is a part, albeit small, of this global effort to free the world from hunger and malnutrition in this variable and changing climate.
And the government is said to be preparing to pay back $400 million it seized from some non-governmental organizations, private companies, and even individuals at the height of Zimbabwe's economic crisis.
That comes as a surprise because it takes a financial miracle for our government to be able to do that. From what we know, given the foreign debt that the country has, I don't see where we get the hard current to do that.
Local Government Minister Ignatius Chombo says a national program to demolish all illegal settlements in Zimbabwe is expected to start soon in Chitungwiza and Seke communal lands. According to Mr. Chombo, most councils have allowed these settlements to expand without taking the necessary action. Our correspondent Mavis Gama has more from Harare.
Addressing journalists, government officials and traditional leaders in the capital today, the minister said the demolition of the illegal structures is expected to start in 2 weeks. He said these settlements have been allowed to sprout in most urban and rural councils as local authorities flouted bylaws when allocating land to residents. He said local authorities have not complied with provisions of the Urban Councils Act, Rural District Councils Act, and Regional Town and Country Planning Act, resulting in thousands of illegal housing structures in urban and rural areas.
The preponderance of unregulated behavior vividly manifests itself through the mushrooming of illegal settlements that have tempered with the ambience of our habitat, violated the principles of ecological sustainability and general exposure of the communities to diseases and pestilence.
According to Mr. Chombo, the national program starts in Chitungwiza and Seke communal lands, where investigations in 2012 unearthed serious irregularities in land use and management.
So deplorable is the state of affairs in the two areas concerned, to the extent that residential stands are being arbitrarily and illegally parcelled out everywhere, including wetlands, along power lines, cemeteries, pastures, and the land is zoned for other uses. That situation exposes the residents of Seke and the Chitungwiza and the environments to communicable diseases such as cholera, diarrhea, and the typhoid.
The minister added that the government cannot allow this to continue unchecked, as there are no proper ablution facilities and other basic necessities at these illegal settlements with more than 10,000 people nationwide.
Those who will choose to continue will only be breaching the laws of the land, but will risk losing their resources as some of their structures will have to be removed. The process has continued unabated on a land that is neither off-site nor on-site infrastructure in the manner of roads as well as water and the sanitation facilities.
Chombo noted that a team of experienced professionals under the guidance of Deputy Local Government Minister Biggy Matiza have been assigned to verify the exact state of affairs in Chitungwiza and Seke communal lands before the demolition of the illegal housing structures. Residents from these two areas are encouraged to attend meetings lined up by the team, starting with Chitungwiza on November 6. The team will convene another fact-finding meeting at Manyame Rural District Council on November 15, starting with Ward 1 in Seke North. The public is advised to approach the Minister of Local Government for more details on mobile number 0712-804-880 or 791-287. The planned urban cleanup campaign, motivated by health and safety concerns, have evoked fears among some residents of a rerun of President Robert Mugabe's iron-fisted Operation Murambatsvina in 2005, which left over 700,000 people homeless. In 2005, so-called illegal structures were demolished by soldiers and police on the orders of the then ruling ZANU-PF government. Operation Murambatsvina was widely seen by analysts as a punishment of city dwellers for giving their overwhelming support to the opposition movement for democratic change. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Mavis Gama.